There always were plans to build a second plant at Callaway, plans scrapped in the 70s.
A key factor was just that electric demand didn't grow as fast as we thought it would, and it simply didn't make sense to try to finance a second unit at that time.
Ameren UE spokesman Mike Cleary explains that the Arab oil embargo of the 70s drove up gas prices and triggered widespread conservation efforts. It also triggered a recession that drove down demand. And then there was an initiative petition passed in 1976 that prohibits utilities from passing on the cost of constructing new power plants to consumers. Cleary says no decision will be made for at least 2 years, and it's a big one because a second plant could cost $6 billion unless new technology proves to be simpler and less costly than the current Callaway plant.
And there are actually two plants under construction elsewhere in the world using a similar technology. There's one in Finland and one in France, so we'll also be able to watch what kind of experience they've had with those plants, and that will help us in making our decision around 2010 on whether to proceed.
The Callaway plant went online near Fulton in 1984. It cost $3 billion. Callaway plant produces 20% of Ameren's power, the rest coming mostly from coal-fired plants. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.